This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic David Bianculli has a review of Legion, a new TV series inspired by a Marvel comic premiering Wednesday on the FX cable network. Superheroes from the Marvel comic book universe have established hit movie franchises based on characters from the X-Men, Iron Man, the Avengers, the Amazing Spider-Man, and others. Marvel characters have also been on TV lately, in such series as Jessica Jones and Daredevil on Netflix, and ABC's Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. David says Legion is TV's best comic book adaptation yet, and by far the most visual.
Two things to know about Legion right from the start. One is that it doesn't look or feel like a drama based on a comic book. It's more like a next-generation version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, as filtered through H.P. Lovecraft or Edgar Allan Poe. The other is that it comes from Noah Hawley, who managed to take an already great movie, the Coen brothers' Fargo, and use it as inspiration for a couple of equally terrific Fargo miniseries. Hawley's TV versions of Fargo are all about character and acting and plot twists and deliciously rich visuals. The same is true of Legion, especially about the visuals. That's the third thing, now that I think about it, you need to know about Legion in advance. You have to watch it. I mean, really watch it. No multitasking. I don't think I've ever seen a TV series that demands you watch it more attentively, or rewards that effort quite as much. Images come so fast and furiously, it's impossible to make sense of them at first. But that's because Legion, as a TV show, is reflecting and refracting the perspective of its central character, David Haller, whose senses are bombarded the same way and who feels just as overwhelmed. The opening sequence shows us quick-cut images summarizing David's entire life to that point, to the tune of Happy Jack by The Who. But David's life is anything but happy. At the end of the montage, he tries to commit suicide by hanging himself. He fails in the attempt, of course, or there'd be no show. But he awakens in a psychiatric hospital where he's administered antipsychotic drugs and placed in group therapy. All we know about David at this point is what little he knows about himself. He's been institutionalized because he hears voices, has what he thinks are hallucinations, and can barely function. David is played by Dan Stevens, whom viewers may remember, but probably won't recognize, as the ill-fated Downton Abbey heartthrob Matthew Crawley. In Legion, his character David is silent, sullen, and jittery. Even around his one friend in the hospital, Lenny, played by Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation. But he perks up considerably when he encounters a quirky and opinionated new patient named Sid, played by Rachel Keller. She's not comfortable with human contact. And when she joins David's therapy group and sits down while David is talking, the therapist retains his cool, but both Lenny and David are clearly intrigued by her.
I saw things.
Delusions, you mean? We talked about that. Your brain chemistry, how your illness simulates voices, all the hallucinations you described, the devil with yellow eyes. Hmm. You have something to add?
No. Please keep talking, so we can all pretend that our problems are just in our heads.
What does that mean?
It means that you're in here because somebody said you're not normal. Like, normal's this suit we're all supposed to... But you know who else wasn't normal? Picasso. Einstein.
Ooh, I like her. I like you. You got what the kids these days call moxie.
Yo, just so I'm clear, are you Einstein or Picasso in this scenario?
Whatever. All I'm saying is, what if your problems aren't in your head? What if they aren't even problems?
The more Sid talks, the more David comes out of his shell, making for the most improbable and inconvenient romantic relationship since Pushing Daisies.
You know those cartoons and, like, magazines? There's a man on an island with, like, maybe a single palm tree. People say go to your happy place, and that's what I think about.
Well, that's sad.
that sad? You're in a mental hospital. All I'm saying is, that thing they tell us is crazy. How I don't want to be handled. Or you see stuff and hear whatever voices. That's what makes you you.
Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Okay. But don't touch me.
Okay.
Apparently, this Legion series is based on a Marvel comic from the 1980s, an offshoot of the X-Men in which Legion, the superhero name eventually adopted by David, has a series of powers and a very powerful genetic lineage. But Noah Hawley, to start this TV series, begins with an origin story where the hero doesn't even know he's a hero, or that he has powers. He thinks he's delusional, and doesn't know why there are strangers outside of the hospital trying to find, kidnap, and control him. In the first 3 hours of the show, made available for preview, there are no superhero costumes and only the shadowy threat of a true villain. Instead, there are mysterious characters with mysterious motives, played by Gene Smart, Bill Irwin, and others. If you've seen either of Noah Hawley's Fargo miniseries, he's probably already earned your trust. Legion will take trust, too, and commitment. 3 episodes in, it's just getting started, and many of those almost subliminal images will take that long to become clear. But wow, what a fun ride. What an audacious, impressive, unpredictable trip. And for Noah Hawley, it's yet another amazingly original and exciting TV adaptation from a different medium.
David Bianculli teaches TV and film at Rowan University and is the author of The Platinum Age of Television, From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific. On tomorrow's show, documentary director Keith Maitland tells us about his new film, Tower. It tells the story of the 1966 mass shooting at the University of Texas, when a sniper took a position in a tower at the heart of campus and opened fire, killing 16 and wounding 36 others. We'll also speak with Claire Wilson James, the first person shot in the attack. She was 18 and pregnant at the time. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Challoner. John Sheehan directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.